Captain CSHFSX. I've heard a lot of people or read a lot about people making their own dipoles. Do you know anything about that?
Yes. There are hams that do that. Basically what you would want to do is, you know, pick what frequency band you want to operate on. You know, if we're operating on 440 megahertz. So basically there's a formula that you would use to calculate the theoretical distance for each of the different bands. The higher you go in frequency, the shorter they become, and the lower you go in frequency, the longer they can be. So hams can, well, you know, generally speaking, a lot of us built on, you know, dipoles that may be roughly 70 foot per leg or 35 per leg, depending on what band, 80 meters or 40 meters for HF purposes. I don't really know of anybody who does many dipoles or such for microwaves, because I think at that time they get into feed horns. But, yes, using dipoles is quite common. People have made dipoles for, you know, this band and 2 meters out of all sorts of materials, usually lightweight aluminum, and they're not really that large. I'm trying to think offhand what the distance would be for a dipole for this band, but I'm going to hazard a guess and say it's going to be somewhere around, I don't know, 10 inches or so. For 2 meters, 144 megahertz, it's roughly about 19 inches per leg. But yeah, that would be something kind of nice and useful to do for this band and others.
Sounds good. I'll look more into that. I appreciate all the information.